Who can protect the destiny of a species? Who can safeguard the right of mankind to call the stars theirs? Who, ultimately, can be called upon to execute the will of fate incarnate? Some would say the Legiones Astartes are the transhuman pinnacle, or their Primarch progenitors hold claim to that role. They may, in their own fashion, be correct. The Astartes and their gene fathers represent some of the finest characteristics of humanity, but in doing so, also its worst. They are flawed creatures, for we are a flawed species. Their victories and their failures have come to define us as a people. But to whom has the Master of Mankind ever trusted to enact his writ? To whom has he entrusted the very safety of his august personage? Not the Astartes, not even his own Primarch sons. For that honor, the Emperor has his 10,000, his Auric Mortalis. Know then that this is a record of the chamber militant of the Imperial household itself, the Legio Custodes. The Legio Custodes are the Praetorians of the Emperor himself, golden wardens whose ultimate purpose is the preservation of the life of the Master of Mankind. They are his closest and most trusted servants, those called upon to enact his wishes, and should the need arise, be his most vigilant and merciless executioners. Genetically modified humans, surpassing the might of the Legiones Astartes 100-fold, each member of the Custodes represents the apex of the Emperor's scientific, technological, and military genius. In physical might and mental acuity, they are superior to the entire species in every single aspect, with only the Emperor and his Primarchs standing above them in terms of capability. Few in the Imperium know most anything about the Legio, and fewer still know any details about their history. This humble chronicler counts it amongst the greatest of all honors to be able to impart any information to Imperial record, let alone the histories that shall herein be related. Only upon the most special dispensation of the Imperial household is such a thing possible. The exact origins of the Legio Custodes are, and ever will be, impossible to determine. Only one being in the galaxy knows of it, and he is interred upon his golden throne. All that can be known is pieced together from the earliest of the Unification War records, scraps and fragments preserved after the ruination of the petty Terran kingdoms that committed them to parchment or data slate. All those that survive speak of the Emperor, at that point in history then regarded as simply another Terran warlord, being accompanied by beings of incredible size and abilities. The Black Mane of Nassau, one of the earliest techno-barbarian strongholds to fall to the Emperor, spoke of the Lord of Lightning and his escort of four giants in crimson and gold. The Akashic Archives of the Northern Hemisphere's Trans-Nordic Alliance spoke of a decisive victory of the Emperor over the sorceress Mulalan Sen Confederacy, where 30 Custodians, as the records call them, led the newly formed Thunder Legion. The records speak of one of these Auric warriors beheading the warp-fueled terror priest Sen himself at the climactic Battle of the Red Frost. Indeed, scant picked captures and vid logs show that the Custodes were not simply the generals and bodyguards of the Emperor during the Unity era. Towards the end of the conflicts, as Terra was almost totally under the control of the nascent Imperium, the Legio was tasked with the extermination of the remaining Thunder Warriors. Long since grown psychologically unstable due to their crude, if utterly necessary, genetic augmentations, the warriors of the Emperor's first Thunder Legions were put to the spear by the Imperial household, as their instability and the sheer danger they represented to the great work of ruling the homeworld could no longer be tolerated. The Custodes were complimented in committing this bloody task by the newest prototypes of the Emperor's genetic laboratories, Astartes, who would later go on to form the core of the First Legion, Dark Angels. What can be gleaned from these records should be immediately obvious. The Custodes are the Emperor's first trueborn sons. They predate the Astartes, they predate the Primarchs, and indeed, they even predate the Thunder Warriors, the first genetically enhanced soldiers to be produced en masse by the future Lord of Humanity. The Golden Praetorians have walked in the shadow of him since before humanity even knew their ruler had risen. It is a widespread belief amongst those who know of their existence, in actuality as opposed to mythology, that the Legio Custodes are comprised of some form of advanced space marine, that they are simply an upgrade to the Astartes genetic enhancement and organ implantation process, an improved iteration, if you will, upon a widely used formula. This chronicler feels it is the duty of this record to refute this in the strongest possible terms. Such a belief is, if anything, almost insulting. It would be akin to comparing the process of creating a lasgun on a Forge World assembly line to that of a weapon forged by the hand of the Primarch Vulcan himself. For all the genecraft genius that made the Astartes the galaxy-conquering superhumans they are, the process of creating one of the Legio Custodes is vastly more intricate, complex, and ill-understood. Indeed, it is believed only the Emperor himself knows the true depths to which the process extends, although the continued, if painstakingly slow rebuilding of the Custodes, in this recent aftermath of the Great Heresy, has put paid to that understanding. Regardless, while the Astartes conversion procedure is well known and well documented amongst the learned of the Imperium, that of the Custodes is kept under strictest injunction, simply because, as with all things concerning the Legio, it is ultimately the business of the Imperial household alone, and thus in possession of an authority none but the Emperor himself can gainsay. What is known, though, marks the process out as being highly singular in comparison to the Legionnaires Astartes. Of note to begin with is that the process itself begins at a much earlier age. While the hormonal and physical nature of an adolescent male is necessary for the creation of mature Astartes, a member of the Custodes begins his development in childhood, as early as considered possible, and well before puberty. The practice of elevating a human to Custodes level is as total as it is subtle, said to be performed at a microscopic level of the genomic structure. There is no surgical implantation. Unlike their Astartes cousins, no such crude procedures are enforced upon the Custodes, for the gene-smithing and alchemistry is wrought upon the smallest possible arrangements of their body, over a period of decades, and is lightly tailored specifically to each individual. The level to which it elevates the human being in question has prompted some scholars to speculate as to the possibly metaphysical aspect of the method, that perhaps the Emperor himself employed some form of his psychic power in their creation in order to perform genetic manipulation on a level impossible to mere human science. This would indeed help to account for their singular nature and the closeness to which they are bound to the Emperor himself. It is widely known that the selection process for an individual to become an Astartes is strict, requiring candidates of superior biological, physical, and mental strength. The same process for the Custodes is almost incalculably more rigorous. Such is the criteria for induction to the Legio that only one candidate, in potentially millions, can even begin the procedure, and surviving the decades of genetic and alchemical manipulation is hardly guaranteed. Despite the heaving billions of humanity, the numbers of the Legionnaires Astartes at their zenith never surpassed more than 1 million, and this is with the aid of a process that had been as streamlined and, dare one say it, industrialized as possible. Given all their elevation required, and the sheer, almost crippling limitations placed upon their creation, the numbers of the Legio Custodes could simply never rise to that of the Astartes. Indeed, their oft-repeated sobriquet, the 10,000, is a rather literal representation of this, as their numbers are believed to have never risen past this number, and are known to have been diligently maintained to this goal. There remain similarities, at the most basic level, between the Space Marines and the Emperor's Custodians, but the differences cannot be understated. The physical prowess of both is elevated beyond those possible by baseline human limits, to be faster, stronger, and hardier, but the Custodes exceed their genetic cousins in every single aspect of this, save perhaps sheer adaptability. The psychosomatic conditioning undertaken by both also diverges. Both are mentally restructured to have their very being rechanneled towards aggression, loyalty to authority figures, and completion of goals and duties, with baser desires being rendered inert by their biological inability and mental lack of desire to procreate. But whereas the Astartes are wrought to conquer, to destroy, those of the 10,000 are for a different purpose: tireless attentiveness and peerless perception. As the Praetorians of the Master of Mankind himself, it is the ultimate goal of every member of the Legio to preserve the life of the Emperor by any means necessary. Whatever other tasks they are set, wherever the Imperial Household assigns them, it is their definitive goal, and governs how the Legio operates in every aspect. Throughout their creation, and indeed, after they take their place among the 10,000, those of the Custodes hone themselves to perfection in all things. Continual training in the martial arts, combined with their almost godlike physical prowess, renders each custodian an almost unstoppable killing machine, a warrior of simply peerless ability, an army unto himself. Combined with this, however, is the sheer mental acuity of each. Through the Emperor's own secret arts, the custodians possess eidetic memories, filled over the years of elevation, training, and service with all conceivable knowledge in the arts of death-dealing. The threats to the Imperial personage are manifold and can come from any angle at any time. It is the role of the custodians to anticipate this, step into the mind of the assassin, the recidivist, the heretic, and predict how to stop him before he even strikes. To this end, members of the 10,000 have created the Blood Games, wherein selected custodians serve as enemy combatants tasked with the infiltration of the Imperial Palace upon Terra itself, utilizing their full range of abilities to probe the Household's defenses so that they may be better adapted. This wide array of training and stunning mental aptitude allows the Custodes to perform roles far beyond the capabilities of an Astartes. Over the course of the Great Crusade, the Legio were bodyguards, emissaries, Imperial representatives, assassins, generals, and when needed, the most lethal warriors and executioners at the Emperor's disposal. That being said, the 10,000 were rarely called upon for active military service, as each is a genetic treasure beyond worth, possibly the single most valuable human resource in the entire Imperium. Their presence was scant, but did leave an indelible mark upon the history of the Great Crusade. Upon whatever world they strode, the Oromite-clad perfect warriors of the Legio did so bearing the ultimate writ, the authority of the Emperor himself. None, even the Primarchs of the Legion as Astartes, could gainsay the orders of a custodian. The Lex Ultima, the true law of the Master of Mankind, saw the Legio delegated to only the most vital of roles, and deployed only in the most dire of circumstances. Notable engagements during the Crusade included the pacification of Ophelia VII, where 100 members of the Legio supplemented over 10,000 of the 7th Legion Imperial Fists. One of the largest Crusade-era actions for the Custodes was the Battle of Gyros Thravian during the middle stages of the Ulanor campaign, where the forces of 3 Astartes Legions and 3 Primarchs were being held at bay by the greenskin forces of the war boss Garkul Blackfang. On the verge of defeat, the legions were rescued by the Emperor himself at the fore of 1,000 custodians, a number unheard of in active service for a single battle. The Legio proved its total effectiveness, slaughtering an estimated 100,000 orcs with the loss of only 3 of their own, whose names the Emperor is said to have personally engraved into his own armor. At the conclusion of the Ulanor campaign, the Emperor retired to Terra to oversee his greatest work, and the Custodes, as ever, were by his side. They would be a rare sight in the galaxy at large during the last years before the Great Heresy, especially under arms and in any sort of numbers, with one sole, dread exception: the Battle of Prospero. But that is a record too great and terrible to relate for now, and simply must wait for another time. For the perfect firstborn of our Lord, the Emperor of Mankind, myth, legend, and retelling rarely do their accomplishments or sheer existence any justice. We can simply remember the glory of the men and deeds that were, and offer what thanks we can to these tireless watchmen of the destiny of our species. You asked for it, and I hope I delivered. That was the 1,000 subscriber special. I wanted to thank everyone who has watched this channel, supported this channel, and given as much constructive feedback as they could. It's been kind of a whirlwind and absolutely wonderful along the way. I'm incredibly grateful to you all, and I can't wait for you guys to see what I've got coming up next. So stick around, and as usual, if you like what's happening here, like, subscribe, and if you could throw me the odd share, that would be really great. It goes a long way to helping me out. So, thanks again, guys, and I will see you again real soon.